All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining so late in the first day of FOSDEM. Quick introduction before we start. My name is Thierry Carrez. I'm the general manager for the Open Infrastructure Foundation, which was previously known as the Open Stack Foundation. I was also elected to the board of the Open Source Initiative, and I'm serving as its vice chair right now. And as part of those activities, I've been working on the draft response for the OSI on the release of a new license called the Functional Source License. And as part of that, I really reflected back on some of the relicensing that has been happening over the past few years and recently at HashiCorp. I don't know if you're familiar with that, probably. Very well-known, previously open source company that decided to switch licensing for products like Terraform or Vault, and therefore creating some tension in the ecosystem. So looking at those critically, it just occurred to me that single vendor open source is the new proprietary. And this talk will get into details why I think that way. And I realize this might be a controversial opinion. I realize that some people will disagree with me. I realize that I will probably make some enemies out of this. But I think it's an important way of looking at it. And it might be a bit of an extreme characterization. The rant will be very short so that we have plenty of time at the end for that you to engage in an open discussion. And hopefully prove me wrong before I do it again. So all this relicensing that we've been hearing recently, hello. All the relicensing that we've been hearing about recently is all built on the same narrative around open source. And the story is very well known. It starts like this. At the dawn of the computer age, I think some people will get in at the end of the rant, that's fine. At the dawn of the computer age, software was not considered very valuable. It was all about the hardware. And the people using those machines would actually develop the software that would run on those hardware as a commons and share it relatively freely. And it's with the advent of the 80s and the rise of the PC that made hardware a lot more like a commodity. And with it, made the software much more valuable. And that's when software companies like Microsoft were created, and with it, the proprietary software approach. The proprietary software approach is when a single entity owns the software that is produced and intends to capture all value thanks to restrictive licensing conditions. And we've seen the 90s after that. That really led to a lot of excesses, especially as Microsoft decided to exploit that dominant position that they had. And openly developed open source really grew in the 90s in reaction to this evil proprietary approach. It predates, obviously, that period, but that's really when it really caught on. In that model, software is produced as a commons by a community of participants, of organizations, of individuals openly collaborating. And the value is shared across the participants in that ecosystem. And this is all made possible thanks to free and open source licenses, which guarantee a number of freedoms, including the freedom to build on it without asking for permission, and the freedom to use it for any purpose, including making money. And in the next 20 years, really open source got overwhelmingly popular, and it unleashed a software revolution. And those that have been around for that time measure how dramatic that change was. A recent study estimated that the demand side value of open source software today is nearly $9 trillion. It is estimated to be part of 96% of the software that is run. 96% of the software contains an open source component. And it would be very hard to develop new software today without using open source. And so like everyone else, the companies that produce software massively adopted open source. They would develop in-house, but release the end product under an open source license. And we call that single vendor open source. And with internet becoming more ubiquitous, some turned to a software as a service model. And we saw the rise of the cloud, and with that, the rise of the hyperscaler clouds. And some of those hyperscalers would run open source software at scale, which would be seen as unfair competition by those open source software companies that were using this software as a service model. And that brings us to today, where those companies say that while open source is great to get that initial visibility, it's bad for monetization. It's bad for business. And so if it's not business friendly, we need to invent new licenses, you know, to continue defending open source and especially against this evil proprietary software. And, you know, with those licenses, we continue to give you access to the code for free. So, you know, what's not to love? And in some cases, the license will even revert to an open source license after some time. Like, why do you hate us, Thierry? And I'll explain why. I think this narrative is built on three misconceptions, especially the last part, which this talk is going to deconstruct. The first one is that open source is great because you don't have to pay for it. The second one is that single vendor open source is the reasonable way to do open source. And the third one, interestingly, is that proprietary software is evil. So let's go one by one. The first one, open source is great because you don't have to pay for it. I mean, we are the ones writing the software and we continue to give it to you for free. Like, why are you not happy with that? We just need to preserve our business interests, you know? Well, the problem is open source is not great because you don't have to pay for it. Open source is great because everyone is free to use it. And that's a subtle distinction. I realize that. I mean, cost is a factor. But this goes way beyond monetary concerns, monetary barriers. What matters is not having to ask for permission. Just use it. Anyone, anywhere, for anything. Not just the ones with deep pockets, not just the ones in certain geographies. And it's really this permissionless innovation that enabled a ton of valuable software, itself often released as open source, which fed into that virtuous cycle. Those non-compete licenses that they propose restrict you from doing anything with the software that the company disagrees with or considers competition. And they use pretty vague and untested legal terms, and the end result is that it ends this permissionless innovation. You can no longer just use it. The second misconception is that single vendor open source is the reasonable way to do open source and resist evil proprietary software. I mean, we are the self-proclaimed commercial open source companies. We are the business-conscious open source folks. You should follow our model, et cetera, et cetera. Well, let's go back to the definition of proprietary that I used earlier. A single entity owns the software that is produced and intends to capture all value derived from it thanks to restrictive licensing conditions.